So Buddha gave the diagram of the wheel of life essentially for two purposes. Okay. The main purpose was to show how living beings, or we can say sentient beings, are continually following samsara's paths, and therefore experiencing an endless cycle of suffering, of birth, sickness, aging, death, and many other problems and unhappiness, fears and dangers. Okay. All the dreamlike, impure appearances of a confused mind. So Buddha wanted to show how living beings are following samsara's paths to suffering so that we could understand this and therefore turn away from the painful paths of samsara and follow the spiritual path or liberating path that leads to nirvana, the permanent inner peace and everlasting happiness that arises from the wisdom realizing the way things really are. Okay, so this is the main purpose. The second purpose is to show how, in order to actually attain liberation, we need to develop the realizations, which means spiritual realization or Dharma realization, of renunciation and the wisdom realizing emptiness. Renunciation, what does this mean? Well, one of the things, whenever Venerable Gashala explains what is renunciation, he first explains what it doesn't mean, because we have a lot of misconceptions, unfortunately. So we need to clarify this. Renunciation does not mean abandoning our friends and family, or even our normal way of life, and becoming isolated from others. It does not mean this. Okay. Renunciation, in Buddhism, renunciation arises from wisdom. It is a mind that sincerely wishes to attain permanent liberation from all suffering by abandoning its root cause, ignorance. This is real renunciation. Renunciation is wanting to abandon suffering and its causes. Everybody wants to be free from suffering, but hardly anyone thinks of abandoning their delusions. This is a contradiction. Sometimes to be free from suffering, we abandon our family and friends. And we do, we move from here to there, but suffering follows us like the shadow of our body, Because we have no inner peace, we have negative karma, and so we continually experience suffering without choice until we purify our mind. So real renunciation, qualified renunciation, is a mind that wants to abandon suffering and its causes, its wisdom, because it understands the source or origin of suffering, which is our root ignorance. So we need to develop this realization, the wish to abandon the cycle of suffering samsara through abandoning ignorance. How do we abandon our root ignorance? By gaining the wisdom, realizing the way things really are, emptiness. So we need, so Buddha showed this in the diagram, the Wheel of Life, that in order to attain liberation, permanent inner peace, pure and everlasting happiness, what Buddha called nirvana, we need to gain the realization of renunciation and the wisdom realizing emptiness.